Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. I'm here today with my guest, Bridget Brady of Amp Up My Biz, and today we are discussing adopting the WIT, or whatever it takes, mentality, which is Bridget's secret sauce for making it all work. Bridget is an entrepreneur, speaker, and number one international best-selling author. She is passionate about helping entrepreneurs get the tools they need to catapult their business success and has helped thousands of entrepreneurs create and close more business. Her company, Amp Up My Biz, is a leader in the world of online marketing, and her team provides full-service marketing solutions to help businesses grow quickly, easily, and with greater joy through the awesome power of online marketing. Thanks so much for joining us today, Bridget.
Julia, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So let's dive into a couple of questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So
absolutely.
Tell our listeners, where are you tuning in from today?
I am tuning in from beautiful Thousand Oaks, California. If you are not in, if you're not in the LA area, think due north of Malibu.
Amazing. And what gets you out of bed in the morning? What really motivates or inspires you?
Oh, so many things. So one, my amazing boyfriend, who we just live like this beautiful, joyful, zen life together. That's
amazing.
One. Amazing. Two, I really love most, not all, but I really love most of what I do. I love serving my clients. I love working with my team. I love speaking on podcasts like this with you. So I really love being sort of a light in the world. So just getting up and spending my life with my boyfriend and getting to work with people and help them is my jam.
That's awesome. I love that. And tell us, how did you get into digital marketing?
So my background is actually in corporate America. I spent 15 years as an IT project manager, an IT software developer. I spent 7 years working in New York City on Wall Street.
Very cool.
And I'd always dreamt of becoming an entrepreneur. I'd always like, someday I'm going to get out from under the man. But I was never leaving that paycheck, just to be clear.
Yeah.
that was never going to happen. So the universe was listening, however. So I was working in the mortgage banking industry at the time.
Okay.
And in the great economic downturn of 2008, 2009, 2010. In 2010, I used to call that my year of financial ruin. I now call it my year of the phoenix, because apparently I had to burn my life to the ground to start over.
Wow.
So in a 5 month span, Julia, I lost my very, very high paying contract, at like the largest mortgage banking, company in the world, really.
Wow.
I lost my place to live one block from the ocean in Los Angeles.
Aww.
And my boyfriend, not my cool one now, my boyfriend left me. Because apparently he was in it for the money. So he was like, yeah, I'm out of here. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm gone. So that all happened within 5 months. After a couple of months of feeling very, very sorry for myself.
And so that was like your rock bottom.
That was my rock bottom. Like I lost everything. And just because it's a fun story, my boyfriend at the time, when he left, he took almost everything we owned with him. Our furniture, our plates, our pots and pans, our coffee maker. No. When I say I burnt my life to the ground, like I am not messing around.
Yeah.
I literally spent like months lying on my floor because I had no furniture.
Yeah.
It was insanity. Okay.
That is brutal.
It was brutal. So that was 2010. So to make a long story short, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I was like, you know, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I started, you know, this little business, that little business, this other little business over here. Like maybe this will work. Like, what can I do? What can I make work?
Yeah.
And how did I get into the digital marketing space is I remembered that before I lost my job, I had actually taken a really incredible social media marketing and online marketing class. And I'm like, man, I wonder if social media marketing works. Like, if there's any value there.
Yeah.
So, the spoiler alert and long story short, again, obviously social media is the jam. I ridiculously grew my businesses at the time. I got so passionate about it. I was like so excited about it. I love to help people. And I said, I'm going to put those hands together. And yeah. Then 7 years ago formed my current company, Amp Up My Biz. Cause I said, yeah, I love social. I love helping people. Why don't I just do that? And the rest is history.
So cool. Well, tell us a little bit more about Amp Up My Biz.
Yeah, thank you. So we're a full service custom online marketing agency. We have two sort of legs of our company. We have done for you services that include everything from social media marketing to social media advertising, Google Ads, website design and development, graphic design, copywriting, blogging, like pretty much any and everything that business owners need to grow their business online is what we do. And then a couple of years ago, I started the Social Media Success Academy because I found that there were business owners, small business owners, solopreneurs who were like, I need social, but I can't afford to hire you to do it for me. Like, I'm not in a place where I can afford you to do it for me. So I'm stuck. So I said, well, let me create something for you. So a couple of years I created the Social Media Success Academy, which is a really transformational training program for business owners.
That's so cool. That's very interesting. And what do you love about running your agency?
I love helping people. I love
We were just talking about how crazy busy you are at this time of year. So I feel like it's so good to sometimes just like take a step back and talk about, like what you love and just like put it all back into perspective.
Yeah. Cause I have very little perspective in the month of December. So I really love helping people. I love to see people win. So I'm the dork that when I watch like a game show or something, which I, goodness knows, I don't really have time to watch TV, but like, back in the day when a television was in my world,
yeah.
When I'd watch a game show and I'd see someone win like a car, I would like burst out sobbing. I'd be like, they needed this so badly. I'm such a dork. I am a big crier and I just love to see people win. So when I watch my clients and it's such, it's such hard work. I mean, it's so much work and it's such hard work. But when I watch them, one of my clients in November had the biggest month he's ever had in his business. Like his revenue was like normally like 1.7 million a year. Mm-hmm. In November, he had a $725,000 month.
Amazing.
Month. That's so like so that, cool. No, that to me just like, that's it. Like that lights me up.
And then what are your biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Team. I love my team. Yeah. Team. I love my team. And man, I had no idea. I spent many, many years as a solopreneur. Mm-hmm. And because, I've been an entrepreneur for 11 years and I was a solopreneur. I didn't really start building team until about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So for many years, it was just me or like me and maybe like a part-time VA, right? It was like really just me. Mm-hmm. And now I have a team of, depending on what day we're talking about, because I just added a couple people to my team and I have someone leaving. I have a team of like 18 or 19 people, like almost 20 team members now.
It's a lot.
And it's not really something I think that we're taught, right? As business owners, we're taught the skills to run our business and we might be taught how to like look at financial statements or we might be taught, that kind of stuff. But I don't really think that someone listening to this is like, that's what I teach, right? But I don't think that in general, we're really indoctrinated into like, how do you truly like lead a team of people to their success, to your success, to your client's success. Yep. So that's one. And then I would say number two is time. We were just talking about my schedule in December is complete insanity. Yeah. And I know it's a season. So I literally look, I'm like, okay, it's the 17th. Like I have two more weeks. I can do this. I can do anything for 2 weeks. Yeah. Right. WIT, whatever it takes. I can do anything for 2 weeks, but I would say time is still tough for me as a business owner. Like, where do I find time to spend with my boyfriend? Where do I find time to spend with my family? Where do I find time to work out? Where do I find time to relax? Like, where does that time come in? So those are my two. Balance. Yeah. That balance is tough for me still.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, let's dive into our topic. So we're going to be talking about the WIT or whatever it takes mentality. And tell us, why do you think this is so important?
I think it's so important because I think it's the only way. Because I think you had mentioned to me when we first were chatting, when we got on, you know, how long have you been in business? And, you know, I'm coming up on my 7-year anniversary with my company. And you were like, whoa, that's a long time. And I'm like, is it like in my heart, I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel like that long.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's the only way as a business owner, right? As an entrepreneur, it is not an easy path. If it were easy, everyone would do it. I mean, who wouldn't say, well, I'm just going to start my own thing and work in my PJs, which I do, unless I'm on a podcast. I'm always in sweats or PJs or yoga clothes. You know, who wouldn't want that? But I think it's so important because I think that I call it my secret sauce, without a just whatever it takes, like true commitment, true, like, oh, this month I have to work from 7 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. I don't want to do that, but that's what it's going to require to like really serve all of our clients at the highest level.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that is what I do this month.
What you gotta do.
So I think it's the only way to run a business and find success. Yeah. I think.
So how has that really benefited your business? And I guess in there, I also want to know, how do you find that balance so you don't get burnt out?
Well, how it's benefited my business is my business, gosh, especially over the past few years, I think like many business owners, the first few years, honestly, I was just really trying to figure it out. Not that I wasn't serving my clients well, but I was like, revenue and profit and how do I hire people? And, you know, oh no, I've hired too many people or not enough. Like, I think those first few years, for me anyway, were really like just figuring out how to really be a successful business owner.
Yeah. Just dealing with the growing pains.
And so these last few years, I've seen like really, really incredible revenue growth, like two to three times revenue growth over the last 3 years.
That's awesome.
Awesome. And so, you know, so how has that served me? Like, I just don't think it would have happened. I think that if I would have, you know, taken the tack, which I don't think any business owner takes, which is like, I'm only going to work like 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 or I'm not going to be willing to, a few years ago, one of my key players left my business and, oh my gosh. And with no notice, no, she was just like, I gotta get out of here. Mm-hmm. And I spent again, and it's not all about, because we're going to talk about balance, I guess. I'm not really the right person to talk about balance to. but that's not really my area of expertise yet.
Fair enough.
But we'll talk about it. But like I, you know, I just jumped in. Like I just jumped in and I did what had to be done. And, you know, I did like crazy, whatever, like 18-hour days to make sure our clients had what they needed. And I hired someone new.
Yep.
But how do I find that balance? So outside of December, we have, so right now we're in December for you listeners.
Yeah.
Outside of December, I have really committed to a couple things that have helped me tremendously. One is, unless it's an emergency or during like a really big launch, I only work 6 days a week. Like one day a week, I like put the phone away. I don't even go into my office. I don't go in my office. I yeah. don't go on my email. I don't check my Slack. I don't, like, one day yeah. a week you is my that. Day. Right. Yeah. And then the other thing that is, again, outside of December, that is really incredible for me is I don't check my email after dinner. Now, I okay. still do a good long work day. Like, you know, I don't know. I still work like a decent 10-hour day is like usually my day.
Yep.
But then I stop work and I shut my computer down and I go make dinner for my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. Like, I do not check my email again because, you know, we eat dinner at like 8 or 9 PM. So I'm like, if someone emails me at 10 or 11, like they can wait till tomorrow. They yeah. can wait.
Absolutely.
They can wait.
Yeah.
So those are my two tricks. But again, balance is not my forte yet. I'm yeah. working on it.
No, those are good tips for sure. And then, you know, have you ever had, you know, burnout creep in? Is that something you've ever had to deal with?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. But, oh man, I'm such a, another old boyfriend, on another podcast, we'll talk about how my life was measured in serial monogamy with different boyfriends. I had another boyfriend who was a Marine and he used to call me a hard charger. He's like, "You're such a hard charger." Yeah. And I was like, "What? I don't know what you mean by that." So I have had burnout, but what it looks like for me is usually like an explosion of tears. Mm-hmm. And like a good 30 minutes of, I just can't do this anymore. Like, I could almost cry thinking about it right now. I'm a little sleep deprived. Like, yeah. I just cry and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And then like the 30 minutes or 60 minutes goes by and I like take a breath and I make myself a tea or coffee and I go back to work. So like burnout does creep in for me, but for me, it looks like a big explosion of, I need to quit. Like, I just need to shut my business down and quit.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, I feel better and I go back to work.
It's really interesting because burnout really does look so different for different people. So yeah, that's really interesting to hear. Yeah. You just kind of got to get it out of your system and then you're kind of okay to get back to it.
I do. Or I will, or my other trick is when I'm doing big, big launches is I will plan. So again, there was another like season this year that was from launch to speaking here, to speaking there, to traveling to another launch, like just another like really, really intense period of time. Mm-hmm. And I booked like a 4 or 5 day trip to go wine tasting mm-hmm. after it. So even though during it was complete insanity, I just knew, I was like, okay, as long as I get through this, I'm going to go drink wine for 5 days. So like,
you give yourself something to look forward to.
Yes. So I give yeah. myself something to look forward to and it really helps
yeah.
because if I thought during that really intense time or during really intense times, if I thought like, well, this is just never ending and I'm just going to go right back to normal work.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have made it, but knowing yeah. I'm like, Bridget, just keep going. Just keep going because in 2 months you get to drink wine for 5 days.
Yeah.
That helps.
That's really smart. I really like that idea. So how do you install this WIT mentality within your team? Is that something that you do?
I do. You know what? I don't believe in like the word try. So that's something that I'm working on. Let's
yeah.
say that. That's something that I'm working on. I wonder, I almost wonder your opinion on this. I think that some people, what I'm working on is hiring people who have that mentality. Because I think that people are either sort of in it to win it, right? They're like, I'm committed. Like mm-hmm. I see the vision. I get the mission. Mm-hmm. I love, like I work really hard to get the right people in on the right seat, on the right bus. Like I work really hard to do that. I don't always do well. Like I fail at that a lot, mm-hmm. but I do my best to put people in positions where they love what they're doing and they're committed to our vision and our mission. Mm-hmm. And then I think like the WIT, the whatever it takes, follows organically.
I think that because, makes sense.
Yeah. Cause I've tried, in air quotes, for those of you listening, I did air quotes on Zoom. You can't see them. I tried to instill that in people, and people who don't have it, like kind of just don't have it.
No, it's you know? True. It's true.
They're like, it's 5 o'clock, you know, it's 5 o'clock. And I'm like, they're like I'm done at 5. And I'm like, yeah, but there's 10 more posts that need to go out today. And they're like, yeah, I have dinner plans. And I'm like, oh goodness, that's it's going to be me. So I'm going to do those 10 posts today.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, I think when it comes to hiring someone with that mentality, you really have to look for the self-starters, you know, the people that have hobbies and they're generally interested in things. And, you know, they just kind of, it's hard to kind of put into words, but someone who just has, you know, things going on, they're interested in things, that kind of tends to follow suit when you have that mentality.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'll look for those people.
Yeah.
I do, but I also look for people like one of the women that I just hired as a new social media manager was in her previous life. Her background is in theater and she was a stage manager. And I know from my own life and experiences that one, the entertainment industry is the show must go on, a whatever it takes industry. That's one.
Yeah.
And two, I know that the stage manager of a theater is juggling 1,000 things and they need to happen. There's no like, I'm off the clock. It's like, no, the show's about to start. I have to do these 50 things.
Yeah.
She's brand new. I'm very excited. I think she's going to be great.
Yeah. That sounds like a really unique addition to your team. That's cool.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you'd like to add about the whatever it takes mentality that you would like to share with other agency owners who are listening?
Yeah. The thing I want to share is we've talked so much, and I think it's just because of the space I'm in right now this month, but we've talked so much about the whatever it takes being, you know, time and like gritting your teeth and getting through it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's more than that. I feel like sometimes whatever it takes is finding the right mentor and being willing to invest with a mentor or a coach. Mm-hmm. I think that it's doing things like I never have loved, even though I worked on Wall Street, I've never loved really getting into financial statements and balance sheets and P&Ls and all that stuff. I don't like it, but before I can really turn that over to someone, I feel like I need to understand it. I need to understand my own numbers really, you know, thoroughly.
Yeah.
So like that's something. And then the last thing is, and I had to force myself to do this a couple of years ago, I'd been working, you know, essentially seven days a week for like 10 years. And I said, it's going to kill me. Like, I'm not going to make it, right? Like, I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still young now, but at some point, like, this is not going to work. And so for me, whatever it takes in that moment was to force myself to take one day a week off a week. To take one day off every week. Like, that was whatever it takes for me in that moment. So I just wanted to say, you know, it's really about looking for me. It's about looking at your business and looking at your life and saying, like, I'm totally committed to this outcome. I'm committed to this life. I'm committed to my vision. Mm-hmm. And I truly will do whatever it takes, whatever that is, to make it happen.
That's so cool. So inspiring.
I hope so. That's awesome. What I think.
So I know that you have a free social media happy hour. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I do. Oh my gosh. It's so fun. So every month, it's so fun. So I started this during COVID actually, because I had colleagues who are like, I'm donating $500,000 to such and such to help entrepreneurs. And I'm doing this. And I'm like, man, I do not have an extra $500,000 sitting in the bank. Like what can I do? And so I started it during COVID, and it used to be once a week, but now it's once a month. So once a month, entrepreneurs, business owners, anyone who is interested in social media. So certainly, like, it could be agency owners, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
We get together and we shake up a cocktail or pour a glass of wine or bring water. It's, you know, not about the alcohol, but it's a very casual, fun hour of just talking about social media, online marketing, what's working, what's not working, you know, what are the updates? Oh, there's no more swipe up on Instagram. Okay, what is it now? Right? Like, we just talk about what's going on in the world of online marketing. So it's super fun. It's an hour and everyone is welcome.
Awesome. So if anyone is interested in joining, how would they go about doing that?
So simple. So you do have to register to join, and it's happy hour. ampupmybiz.com. happyhour.ampupmybiz.com.
Perfect. Well, I will put a link to that in the description.
Thank you. And you and Julia, and you should come too.
Yes, I will definitely be there. Where do you see Amp Up My Biz in 5 years' time?
Oh yeah, 5 years. So I've been thinking a lot about this, actually. In 5 years, I want it to be I'm doing the figures right. an eight figure or more business per year. So that's my revenue projection goal.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I really want is I want to really expand the training aspect of my company. I want to really expand on Social Media Success Academy. I want to offer more tools for business owners so that they have like more tools in their hands to get their social done.
Yeah.
And speaking of team, if any of my team is listening, they'd be so excited. I really want to have a workspace that has more, you know, benefits for my employees. Like, I want to really do the whole thing with this is my dream, my retirement and health insurance and long vacations and team retreats. Like, I want to I want to take my team and like their spouses on like an outrageous retreat every year.
That'd be so awesome.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
So that's my vision. That's where Amp Up will be in 5 years.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited for you. That's such a cool goal.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
Okay. And what does your morning routine look like?
In general, get out of bed, feet on the floor, say I love my life, brush my teeth, wash my face, I have a back injury, do my physical therapy exercises every morning.
Okay. Yep.
do my physical therapy, jump on the treadmill, have a cup of coffee, go to work, because I don't really eat breakfast, I only eat lunch. So a little tiny bit, like quick self-care, and then get right to work.
What time do you wake up?
It depends on the day, but I would say very regularly between 7 and 8.
Okay. That's a I figured you would be up at like 5. No. I don't know why.
No.
You just struck me as that kind of person.
No. I'm the opposite. Like I'll get up between 7 and 8 and then I'll be at work between 8 and 9, but then I will be, you know, I will work until, you know, in general, like 7, 8, 9, but then, you know, on crazy days, 10, 11, 12, 1.
Yeah,
I'm a night
in
owl.
December.
In December.
Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yes, Larry Broughton.
Okay.
From Broughton Hotels.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then what is your favorite online tool?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go with Slack. My team and I live in Slack.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Julia, this is hard. This is so good and so hard.
I know.
I wish I would have had more education about, I wish I would have known a little bit more about hiring employees, It sounds so boring. Tax implications, like how all that really works. Cause I think that I would have made better decisions and fewer mistakes when it came to employees and teams and taxes and corporate entities. I wish I would have known more about that.
A lot of paperwork attached to that. And super boring. No one really wants to learn about it, but yeah, it's important.
It's so boring, boring. But I wish I would have known more about that before I was in it and like drowning in it.
Yes. Be proactive, not reactive.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Bridget. It's been really great chatting with you.
Oh my gosh, Julia, this was amazing. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.